Okay, it's great to be back with Joe DiBiase, who is the host of Local Pulse up in Newburyport, a show that's been going on for what seems like hundreds of broadcasts anyway. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you, Rick.
It's been a couple of months, which surprised me. I didn't realize we hadn't talked that time, and you since you passed your 300th anniversary program and have continued now. And what I'd like to do, Joe, is maybe take a look around Newburyport and kind of go backwards. Take a look at your most recent program this past weekend.
So, as you know, the show was formerly live on Saturday mornings, but since mid-March, we've been doing remote interviews via Zoom, recording those and posting them to the Daily News website on Friday evenings. Last week, we talked with David Yang, who is one of the founders and the artistic director of the Newburyport Chamber Music Festival, which is going to be very different this year because of COVID, like everything else. And it was an interesting interview. He's got some interesting ideas about how to keep the Chamber Music Festival going, including some roving chamber music, caroling almost, mm-hmm. kind of like Christmas caroling, where they'll be going from neighborhood to neighborhood and playing a few minutes of chamber music. So that was interesting, and he's a very engaging guy. Been interviewing him a couple times a year for past 5 or 6 years now. And also had a conversation with Mayor Donna Holliday, the mayor of Newburyport. I've been doing more check-ins with local elected officials just because everything's changing so rapidly, and frankly, there's not much else going on other than government. So I had a great conversation with Donna Holliday about what's going on in Newburyport around COVID, around the reopening of Newburyport to business, and some other issues that have kind of happened over the past 6 or 8 weeks in Newburyport.
I would invite our visitors to our website to go to your podcast, Local Pulse, and listen to the interview, because the most recent one, especially with David Yang and the mayor, David Yang talks about, and the festival is actually this week, isn't it? It's like August 5 to 17 or something like that?
Something like that. Let me look. I thought I had my notes right here. It runs a week or so. Mm-hmm. It's... I don't have my.
That's okay. I've got it right here. I've got the website, the chamber website. And what's interesting, Joe, is that as you pointed out, they're going to have roving minstrels, if you will. But also, there seems to be something. David Yang's got something planned every single day here that people can take a look at or listen to.
Yeah. So the festival runs from August 5th through the 17th. So it's ongoing now, and every day he has artist picks, so alumni from the Chamber Music Festival, musicians that have played previously, he's recruited them to pick a video that they like, a music video, and give a little intro of it, why they like it, what it's about. It could be chamber music, it could be pop music, they're all surprises. And then he does have several conversations with musicians that are more of an extended discussion that run somewhere around 45 minutes to an hour. So all of those will be available via the Chamber Music website, which I believe is NewburyportChamberMusic.org.
Mm-hmm. Most excellent. Now, and also tease what the mayor had to say, because the mayors I know have been particularly busy in our area the last several months, and Mayor Holliday must face some particular challenges in Newburyport on the one hand, but also probably stuff that everybody else is going through as well.
Yeah, they're real busy people. I've had number of conversations with Mayor Holliday as well as Mayor Gove in Amesbury, and they really don't get much downtime. So there have been some a couple of incidents with the police and some revolving around some racial issues that we discussed, which are really important, particularly now. So that was discussed.
Mm-hmm.
There's There's an ongoing investigation with respect to an alleged assault that happened at a protest in Market Square, and we talked a bit about that investigation. Hopefully, we'll see some information coming out about that soon. And boy, you're taxing my memory now.
Oh no, no, I'm not.
What else we talked about?
I'm just trying to tease it. I'm not looking for details, Joe.
Very good.
No worries. What I want to do is I want to have people go to your July 31 podcast at Newburyport Daily News, and we'll give you – I'll link to it as well, and so people can listen to the whole thing. What's nice is you can slide back and forth between conversations. If you got a bad ear like I do, you can go back and replay stuff and turn it up louder. So
exactly.
It's not like live radio where it's one and done, so it's good stuff. And the week before that, and again, Joe, not particulars, but just in general, talking with Senator DiSoglio.
Yeah, so Senator DiSoglio has been very generous with her time, and we talked about, she's the chair of the Small Business Committee in the Senate, and we talked about some of the programs that are available to small businesses. We talked, I believe, about the Merrimack River and the combined sewage overflows. And just what's happening in the Senate. Well, now the session is over, but budgeting has been challenging for legislators. They've been doing month-to-month budgets, and the legislative session is over now. It ended, or I believe it ended, on the 31st. There was some discussion about whether that would be extended or not. So there was a lot to be done. The legislature was going very late night sessions to get some business done before the session ended, because anything that's not done during that session just goes away and then has to restart the process at the beginning of the next session, which will be coming up.
Before we talk about what's coming up, Joe, I'm going to give you a homework assignment so that the next time we talk, and hopefully it will be maybe within a few weeks, I want you to tax your memory and give me one or two of your podcasts that might be particularly interesting or that come to mind that maybe people around the North Shore, just outside of Newburyport, but down, on our end of Essex County and so on, would be interested in. And it could be with Mayor Holliday. It could be. But you know what I'm saying? Just sort of like your greatest hits type thing, if you could come up with one or two of them, because I'd like to go back and listen and promote those. And you know, I can't go through every one of these, but I know that you've got some pretty fascinating stuff over the years.
Yeah, we really have. One of my favorite things, and we'll be having this, I believe, coming up in the next couple of months, are candidate forums. So mayoral elections, state rep, state senate, city council in Newburyport, we've had candidate forums where all of the candidates are invited to participate, and it's not really a debate, but it's... it's a forum where we develop questions that are relevant to that election, and all of the candidates have an opportunity to speak. And we've been doing that since I was actually looking back at some old show notes, and we've done that since, I think, show number one or two back in 2013. So I didn't really know what I was doing then, but I didn't know what I was getting myself into. But it's a great way to get firsthand information from candidates that you might not otherwise get. I think the Daily News does a great job, but the information is limited by how much space is available in the paper. So those forums go, 90 minutes to 2 hours, and we really cover a lot of information. But more relevant to today, later today I'll be talking with the president of the Newburyport Chamber of Commerce about how the reopening of Newburyport is going, how businesses are doing. I'll be speaking with him today, and that podcast will be posted tomorrow at 6 p.m. at newburyportnews.com/localpulse.
Sounds good. All right, Joe, anything else you want to mention?
Well, I just want to thank you for keeping in touch. You have a great podcast that you have down there, and I'm really happy that you've decided to include me in periodic check-ins.
Well, you do a great public service, and we do appreciate that. And we want to mention, as I said, I'll have everything linked here on our post. And again, that's Joe DiBiase, who is the host of Local Pulse in Newburyport. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.